Fellow pilots, welcome to the reporting point. This is Rich Prazer, your Communications Committee Chairman, with your union news for the past 2 weeks. The association has submitted full proposals on all economic cornerstone sections of the contract. As of the last bargaining session, 16 of 31 sections of your collective bargaining agreement have been TA'd. While management has every right to send updates regarding the status of contract negotiations, please remember that your MEC is the only credible source on this subject. Our collective bargaining agreement will be built on four strong cornerstones: pay, work rules, benefits, and job security. These cornerstones will reflect the contribution you have made to JetBlue's success. Our first family awareness event is scheduled for September 30th in Boston at the new Hilton Garden Inn at Boston Logan from 5:30 to 9 o'clock p.m. If you and your spouse would like to be more informed about the history and structure of JetBlue ALPA, where we are in the negotiations process, or just meet some of your local and national committee members and officers, this event is for you. We will have a dinner, a brief presentation, then an open question and answer session. This is a great opportunity to meet other pilots and their spouses away from the workplace. Please RSVP your Strategic Preparedness and Strike Committee Chairman Brian Dawson, or check your email for our Eventbrite invitation link. Your grievance committee has a framework agreement in place with management to settle our group ad hoc pairings grievance prior to our scheduled September arbitration date. Once we agree to final settlement language with management, we will publish the result of it in our next grievance committee update. With that September arbitration date already scheduled and minimum time to prepare for a different case, we will arbitrate the dispute over the contract above all luggage grip. Unlike the other pending interpretive cases, this is not a complex case and can be properly prepared in the available time frame. The company has justified its position on the luggage grip by citing the crucial role our members play in establishing JetBlue's brand. We believe it is important to deal with this issue that affects our freedom of expression. Management continues to have the opportunity to recognize our contribution to the JetBlue brand along with its future success by investing in the pilots of JetBlue through the compensation and quality of life sections of a collective bargaining agreement. We are seeing a lot more pilots wearing our lanyard and pilots asking for lanyards out on the line. Now that we see how sensitive JetBlue is under the guise of protecting the brand, it should be clear to all of us that wearing the ALPA lanyard helps our cause. Wearing your ALPA lanyard shows management not only that you support what we are doing as an MEC, but that you support the efforts of your negotiating committee. It is not enough just to say that you support your union. Wearing the ALPA lanyard is the most visible way to show management that we stand shoulder to shoulder as a unified pilot group. Your communications committee is looking for volunteers to fill the vice chairman position, a social media manager, and volunteers who have a passion for communicating with our pilot group. Visit b6alpa.com or email the communications committee chairman, Rich Prazer, to volunteer or if you have any questions about what the commitment entails. If you have a passion for communicating, your fellow pilots need you. We are also looking for volunteers for pilot-to-pilot, family awareness, and the strategic preparedness and strike committees. To volunteer for these or any committee position, we invite you to visit b6alpa.com, email the committee chair and vice chair, and submit your interest today. The first six Gateway Select students started their training this week, continuing on a staggering schedule where six more students will start every 3 months until the first 24 students have begun the program. We do not anticipate any of the Gateway Select candidates to begin flying the line till the year 2020. We will keep you updated as your union finds out more information about their progress. On September 1st, your grievance, strategic preparedness and strike, security, and pilot-to-pilot committees published updates. We also published the second issue of our new publication, Dollar Signs, this past week. This new series will cover topics designed to encourage pilots to take a look at their overall financial picture and ask, "Am I financially prepared for self-help or any financial calamity?" Look for your committee updates every 2 weeks and future Dollar Signs on payday, the 8th, over the next several months. On September 9th, ballots were mailed out to all members of Local Executive Council 191 in good standing. This is your opportunity to submit nominations for the candidates for all four of the representative positions. Your nominations and the subsequent election will determine who will become your representatives for the next term from March 2017 through February 2020. Remember to check your email for the latest ALPA publications. We also invite you to visit b6alpa.com, where you can find links to all of your union resources, along with all of our publications. Thank you for wearing your lanyard and staying engaged as we continue to negotiate your contract. That's your latest union news for September 15th, 2016. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you out on the line.